February 2002, Basile. Those little white lies from The Guardian, Monday, January 24th, 2000. You know you're the best person for the job, but your CV doesn't quite convey this. Surely it wouldn't hurt to shove in an extra language O-level and exaggerate your knowledge of Excel? Checking job applicant CVs for little white lies is about to get much easier. Credit reference company Experian announced last week that it had struck a deal with the UK's universities to compile a database of all degree results after 1995, available to sceptical employers for a fee. There is certainly a market for the service. The Association of Search and Selection Consultants recently found that a quarter of all CVs contain lies. Former London mayoral candidate Geoffrey Archer was found to have been economical with the truth on his CV, suggesting he had studied at the famous public school Wellington and taken an MA from Oxford University. In fact, he went to the less famous Wellington School in Somerset, and his time in Oxford was part of a postgraduate diploma for which he was unqualified, never having passed his first degree. But secretaries, at least, seem to have been getting away with little white lies. Two-thirds of firms that employ support staff do not test their skills, even though these often rate far more highly than qualifications in recruiting for secretarial posts. I knew one secretary who didn't even use full stops, laughs Richard Chandler, an HR specialist. Another said she was proficient in shorthand, and yet it turned out she wasn't familiar with a single outline. Deborah Alcock, head of campaigning at the Industrial Society, is quick to defend today's secretarial sinners. Who can blame them in such a competitive market, she says. If you make something up altogether just to secure a job, you're bound to be caught out, says Julia Burt, a 29-year-old PA. Burt speaks from experience. She exaggerated her proficiency at PowerPoint and various spreadsheet packages, hoping that if she got the job, someone would teach her. In fact, she had only a very basic knowledge of computers. Her interview was humiliating. The employer said my body language was a dead giveaway and told me to go home and rewrite my CV and stop wasting his time. Even if that hadn't happened, the humiliation of being totally incompetent on your first day must be unbearable. Perhaps the most discouraging trend for CV liars, though, is employers' increasing use of recruitment consultancies, most of which now insist on examining skills the minute you apply, even down to basic numeracy.